Stephen Kenny is back in management. Plus, Shay Given has his say on a Republic of Ireland managerial search. And Leinster House finally has something nice to say about the FAI. All this and more coming up on Lance and Roar. Hello and welcome to another episode of Lance and Roar. David Dunn here, joined by Martin Prendergast. Martin, it's been a while. We're talking about Irish football again. the last time we were on talking about Irish football, I got a bit ranty. Sounded a bit like you over on Cross Channel Football, which is our other podcast, by the way, if you want to talk about other things, not including Irish football, and listen to Martin's poison being spewed everywhere. Actually, sorry, I haven't even done my intro. It's been so long. As always, if you like to see, love what you hear, hit that subscribe button, scan that QR code and head over to our Facebook, Instagram and our Twitter. And if you want opinion, go over to lanceandroar.ie. Lanceandroar.ie. I was about to say something else there. And yeah, Martin, how are you doing? Sorry, I cut you off. I gave you an intro and cut you off. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Dave. Yeah, look, nice to be talking about Irish football again. You know, we did find it very lethargic, I suppose is the word, to... Everyone was getting a bit down in the dumps about Irish football and our recruitment process for our manager. And, you know, there's been no news is kind of good news. Is that the phrase to use here? I don't know, because we're coming up to the end of the season. The Euros is going to be upon us soon. Managers will soon be out of contract, or managers in the Euros will be out of contract. And, you know, we know where we're going with it now. We know where we've got two games coming up that very much looking forward to, because I'm looking forward to seeing what John O'Shea is going to do now as the interim manager again with his squad selection. And we're all heading towards a very simple game in September, taking on England, who may well be European champions by that time. You don't know. Yeah. And that's going to be quite a challenge. But, you know, on the bright side...
there's a bright side, is there?
There is. This is madness, really. Our last manager has got a new job. So he has indeed. Before we've got his replacement. I think that's just incredible, really.
That is, and we're going to get to that in 2 seconds. But yes, Martin is right. We've got two games coming up in June. Hungary at home and Portugal away. We will be over there. We will be live. Hopefully I haven't lost my media access. We'll see what happens there. Have fun in for it. Be interesting to see. But I just kind of wonder now, whoever comes in September, yes, will have the envious task of taking on England, who could be European champions in Dublin on the 7th of September. You kind of wonder if, like, they just have a dartboard, you know, and they just have pictures on a dartboard and just throw a dart and see where it lands, and they're going to go after it. No, you don't. Okay, yeah, fair enough. Someone else, you know, has to have another go. Anyway, I'm not going to do you, Martin. I'm not going to start spewing poison about the wrongs of Irish football right now. We needed a... be an anthology. But yes, as you said, Stephen Kenny, the former Republic of Ireland manager, has got a job before we've even to manage to find his replacement. And fair play to him, he's back in the League of Ireland. Where is the picture? Here we go. And I'm so ill prepared, I haven't even put the picture up. Isn't that terrible, Martin, isn't it?
So tell me, then, where has he gone? Where has he been appointed?
Where has he gone, indeed? He has gone to St. Pat's. There he is. He is back at St. Pat's Athletic. He has signed a 5.5-year contract, which will keep him there till 2029. But it was, well, I mean, we kind of knew it was going to happen, didn't we? We all heard, it's been reported for weeks that he was going to go to, well, maybe not weeks, but, you know, the rumor mill was an overdrive, wasn't it, on the internet, saying that, yeah, he's going to go to Pats. And it wasn't too sure. And then I was like, actually, no, do you know what? I fancy this. 5.5 years. It's a hell of a long contract. Contract in this day and age. This is what he had to say about it. Sorry, bear me 2 seconds. It was just a matter of timing, really. Timing can be critical in life. It's very Stephen Kenny quote there. Gareth Kelleher's vision, where he wants to take it, with plans for a new stadium and just generally for the club going forward, I was impressed with. I've never been out of work for more than a couple of months in the 25 years. I'm anxious to get back on the grass. It's great to be able to go out and coach every day. It's a privilege. I didn't know I'd be here so quickly, if I'm honest. I had certain opportunities and they weren't right for me. And there were other opportunities I would have sought that weren't possible. England. Everyone's personal circumstances change. Mine did change in that time. I've decided to leave this club. There's a great academy here. A load of players have come through it, and we're in European competition in a few weeks. What they would like in long term is a new stadium here to try to be successful domestically and in Europe. And that is the ambition. I decided to take that opportunity to lead it. He talks a little bit then about Bohemians. He says it's a long contract, 5.5 years. That is what I was offered, and I decided to sign it. Bohemians obviously had a great time there. The timing wasn't right. And Doc, likewise. My personal circumstances have changed in the last few weeks regarding family. I had to make a decision. Bows are a great club. Dundalk is an amazing club, and I still live there. My son plays with Dundalk. I had an amazing time there. It was a special part of history. It's hard to recreate it when you go back in. So he talks about opportunities. Some people were surprised that he's gone back to the League of Ireland. Even in our group, they were like, oh, you know, I mean, I thought he would have, you know, gone, you know, stock is high. And I must say, without wishing to say anything negative, no, I think to be honest with you, like, there wouldn't be many clubs in England knocking down his door. I could be wrong on that. I mean, I think League of Ireland, I mean, I think it's a great signing, if you will, for the League of Ireland. You know, I think it's just, it's added more credence to the League of Ireland, to be fair. Like, he's a good coach, especially at that level. He's a top coach in the League of Ireland. You know, he did wonders at Dundalk, got him into the Europa League, was it group stage? Yeah, he did some fantastic things there, which ultimately got him the job with the boys in green, which, as we know, didn't work out. But what do you think he means by opportunities? Do you think he means England? Do you think he means other clubs? Or?
Yeah, I think he would have had opportunity. He would definitely have had conversations, you know, as a former international manager, you know, whatever way it ended with Ireland, you know, it ended on the back of a campaign. His contract wasn't renewed. He wasn't fired within the job. So that does look probably a bit positive. You can spin that on your CV, can't you?
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant for the League of Ireland. I mean, look, hands up. I follow it in and out, really, and this is kind of news that we're covering it. And because I probably know about it more for Stephen Kenny than St. Pat's history and things like that. But, I think he it's very good news for the League of Ireland. Like that he obviously feels invested in the league. He's had experience of it. I think he'll do well there because I think he understands the league. I think it's going to bring a bit of interest to it now as well. You know, taking on, I think it's an interesting angle with Kerr's involvement, St. Pat's and history there. And I think maybe even the lead up to this, you've heard, I mean, it's only a few weeks ago, Kerr was interviewed and said, I didn't say anything personal about Stephen Kenny. It was just about the football. Yeah. And that kind of softens probably relations a little bit. I think it's very intriguing to see how he comes up against Damien Duff now as well.
That's on Monday, yeah.
A few games. I mean, I'll watch that now. I'm interested in that. So I think it's fantastic for the league, and there'll probably be a few spiky exchanges now in media.
I hope so.
And things like that. And that brings attention and interest to the league. So that's what we want for the League of Ireland. We want to grow it. I think it's good as well, Stephen Kenny, investing, thinking, oh, I'm too big now for the League of Ireland. He's not. I think he'll do very well there. And I think I'm happy for him as well. I can understand the personal thing, like, because he did say, you know, it was interesting with Dan McDonald piece that he did a few months ago now, where he said that, you know, his wife had an accident in a car crash. And so a difficult time for the family and everything. And obviously a difficult time for him at the end of his tenure with Ireland. And we've always said he's a top guy, really nice, engaging to deal with.
Lovely fella.
And I'm really happy that he's back in football. And I think he's got a point to prove. And I think I'm hoping he'll do it. I hope he'll do well there and kind of be happy in his life again a little bit, because I think the stress of Ireland job and everything, the attention that brought to it, probably got him down a little bit. He got very emotional towards the end, didn't he?
This is what Brian Kerr had to say. You know, since you mentioned Brian Kerr there, who obviously is a Pats legend, and he's always kind of involved the club somewhere down the line. My relationship with Stephen hasn't changed, but his relationship with me might have changed in that he, as some people take offense to what you give as an honest opinion, but that's up to him. He said he was in the dark about Kenny's discussion with St. Pat's, and it was Kelleher is handling the matter directly rather than delegating the process to other figures at the club. Yeah, basically, you know, he went after Kenny, didn't he? He didn't bother speaking to Brian Kerr. What'd you make of that, Brian Kerr? Oh, you know, I thought he sounded quite nasty. I mean, you have to be fair to Kenny when, for everyone that will mention Stephen, I'm not trying to defend Stephen Kenny. Well, I suppose I am in a way, but when they mentioned, yeah, you lost 1-0 home to Luxembourg, they never mentioned the fact that they beat this very same team 3-0 in a return game. And that's balance. For me, that's balance. You know, it was during lockdown, it was an empty stadium, and we went over there, a game of hiding in Luxembourg. And it's like, you just never heard that from Brian Kerr. Whenever there was a good performance, it should have been a case of, yeah, look, the last game is bad, but this game is really good. I thought it was a really good performance. It was always just like, yeah, okay, they've won tonight, but, you know, they've lost to here, they've lost to that. And, you know, I think Brian Kerr was just a very bitter man, really, wasn't he, in the end of it? That was my understanding of it. And, you know, and then he comes out and he's sitting on John O'Shea's lap in the last game. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was funny, but it's upset. It's the absurdity of football, though, isn't it? Nothing should surprise us, and you know, it's a bit of a clicky world, as I've said before. And you know, they move on. You know, I always think of a hero of mine and the wise words he once said, Dave, Sir Alex Ferguson. You know, grown men move on. That's it. You know,
Roy Keane, your other hero, Roy Keane. He certainly moved on, didn't he? And Brian Kerr moved on.
No, but it's just, you know, it's football. I mean, they all have to operate in this world, and you can't take things personally. And, you know, look at some of the ridiculous managerial appointments we've had in, you know, never working for this man again. And then next week he's back in as the manager and stuff.
Like,
football's just nuts, isn't it? So, no surprise there. It wasn't going to be a situation where St. Pat's will never go to Kenny because of the kind of how the esteem they hold Brian Kerr in. It's just we move on, and this is what Stephen Kenny's going to offer us football wise, and Kerr will have his opinions, of course, but it will all be photos soon, and they're all at grounds together, and they'll all be at dinners together. It's a little bit like boxing, isn't it? You know, that it's all show, a lot of the rows. And
well, I don't know. I mean, I do think Kerr went on a bit much. I mean, but here he is. He's the manager of his club now, Stephen Kenny. He went straight into work. I think they got a game against Derry tonight, haven't they? Mm. And then they're at home to Shelburne on Monday, which, you know, is going to be on League of Ireland TV, is it? Yeah, it will be. And it's live on Virgin Sport, actually. Yeah. Fantastic stuff there for League of Ireland. Great. Listen, whatever you say about Stephen Kenny, it's a great addition to the League of Ireland, which is actually is doing ever so well, which is brilliant to see as well. Unlike the struggling senior team and the even more struggling search for another manager. Shea Given has given his opinion. He was in Dublin ahead of the Europa League final, which is in Dublin. And basically, he's had his thoughts and his say on the FAI's now farcical search for an Ireland manager for replacement for Stephen Kenny. It's what he had to say. He said, "I don't know the ins and outs behind the scenes. John was brought in for two games in June with a new manager to be announced in April. That's now changed September, and they've gone back to John for the two games in June. The March games didn't go to plan in terms of getting wins, but the training and the setup, the stuff behind the scenes that we don't want to see on match day with John and the staff was very smooth. In an ideal world, you get it announced in April like you said he would. It's more questions than answers. They went back to John again, which John agreed to. But what's the long-term plan for John? Is he going to be involved in the new manager? Has he been promised something? I don't have any answers to that, but you'd like to think with John going back in for June, he's had some reassurances that he will be kept under a new manager or kept on under a new manager. But that's only me reading between the lines. It could have been dealt with better, said Given about the whole process. I could say that again. If they'd said at the start of March, we want you for these games, four games, and make a decision after that. That would have been better, but the way it's been handled has not been ideal. He also said that he wanted an Irishman in charge of Ireland. And so basically, Shay Given in a very Shay Given type of way, scathing but polite, I suppose. I mean, he's not wrong, is it? I mean, it's like shooting fish in a barrel at this stage. The process has been a complete joke, as we know. I'm still bitter. I'm like you over the Invincibles, Martin. I'm still bitter over that whole. And the reason why I just want to say the reason why I am bitter about it is because I felt like I had the wool pulled over my eyes. You know, I'm sitting here for weeks giving the FBI credit, saying that, you know, you've done well. They kept it. You know, we were both, and then it turns out like they had nobody, which just. Anger still rankles, as you can tell. But anyway, sorry, Martin. Shay Given.
I mean, it's nothing spectacular in what he said. He's obviously on a publicity junket. I think it was for Just Eat ahead of the final one.
Junket for junk food, eh?
Yeah, I was at an event, I think, a few months ago now, Paddy Bonner and him, and you know, didn't really know. I mean, he was trying to press Paddy Bonner on it, who's obviously one of the people responsible at one stage for the recruitment. And we know it's not worked out. I think it's very interesting, John O'Shea, the angle there again. Is it like another trial, or how is he involved in the future? And I don't want him being impacted by kind of negativity, to be honest, John O'Shea, because I think it's not very fair on him to be accountable for the FAI.
Leave Shay alone.
Yeah, it is. So that's my only view in it. And I'm
cracking the same, Martin.
There it is. Yeah.
Here we are. If you're listening, it's a picture of Martin with a grinning like a Cheshire cat with his mate John.
That's it. My screensaver, that is.
Bet it is. And that's not the only thing.
Remind me, I must get rid of it. I've got to put that photo in the wedding frame photo. I've got to replace that. you've distracted me there. But yeah, look, I don't want the legacy or the reputation of John O'Shea tarnished by it. But I think it's a great opportunity for John O'Shea, and I've said that before. And I think as well for him, though, personally, going forward, I think for his development as a coach and everything, we want him to know where he is. I think it's a bit, he's doing a favour for the FAI, really, in a sense. And I think it'll be quite an interesting dynamic to these next few games. Looking forward to the squad being announced, because it was interesting that he said, you know, how he selected the squad and certain players maybe wouldn't have been in it. So where he goes with that, obviously we've seen a fantastic season for Sammy Schmodic. I expect him to be back in there and playing a pivotal part in it now. These two games are a free roll with the dice again. So if he has a view on kind of how they want to play, I think we'll see an opportunity with that. Obviously, we'll be dictated a little bit by the playoff, because if Southampton get through, obviously, family connection there, cousin Will won't be available, perhaps, or joining up with the squad late. But, you know, I think it's, you know, no Brian Kerr there as well with John O'Shea.
Oh, no.
I know, it's all falling apart. Jesus. I don't know. I think there should be a raffle of the Castori tracksuit BK initialed up. Is it still in the wardrobe?
You can't even buy that. Can you get that top there? I've got a picture here for those of you listening.
No.
Beautiful. I'd buy that top.
Just put that image up again. That's like John O'Shea listening to this, and that face with you, hearing you mock me and John O'Shea. That's John O'Shea looking at you going, don't do that. And Brian Kerr doesn't know what's going on. He's looking at Stephen Kenny.
He's
just heard the news that Stephen Kenny's coming through the door at St. Pat's. What?
He's like Martin O'Neill, isn't he? Martin O'Neill, who's forgotten that he was actually replaced by Mick McCarthy, not Stephen Kenny. Mm. Poor Stephen, eh? I just think that, you know, look, it's just another summer of it's just stymieing progress. It's just stunted growth. You know, you got a manager there. He doesn't know where he stands. John O'Shea, I do feel sorry for him. Just give him the job. If you have no one else, give him the job. Just give him the job. Excuse me. Let him get to work. He'll make mistakes. Let him get on with it. You got players that don't really know where they stand. You know, are they part of future plans? It's going to be another international one that's completely wasted, because yet again, you're going to have another safe squad. But the manager isn't going to want to rattle any cages. He doesn't want to end anyone's international career, because he wants to keep it warm for the next. It's a maintenance squad. It's just this stagnation again. And, you know, as I said, when he came out and said, we don't have anyone lined up, 45 minutes later, get your tickets for Hungary. It's going to be amazing. You know, it's just utter ridiculousness. Sorry, I know I'm very negative, but I'm still angry. I'm like you, man. I'm bitter. I'm very bitter about that. And I think about
forward to the games, aren't you, Dave? You're looking, you're going, we're still going to the games, we're covering the games. The interest will jump up again now, but it'll drag you back in and you'll love Irish football. And you'll remember that it's about the players, the performances on the pitch, the having the crack with the fans in the stadiums on the travels. That's what it's all about. You know, the football's a distraction.
I can't wait for the games, man. Look at his smile. I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be wonderful.
That's it.
Yeah, actually, to be fair, I do love the travel. I do love the whole thing, you know. It's going to be amazing in Dublin as well, and hopefully catch up with some of the Roar faithful. Sure, I almost got kicked out by security the last time I was in Lanson Road. Do you remember that? Genuinely, I almost got kicked out because I didn't have the right numbers in my pass. But anyway, that'll all go in a book someday. But no, I am looking forward to it. I am looking. I think when the squad is announced and it starts to get real, just had an email there, Martin. The women's squad is due to be announced as well. Let me just grab that. You are.
They're playing Sweden.
Yep. That's due to be announced on the 22nd of May at 10:30 a.m. When do we think the men's senior squad is going to be announced? Is it next week? Is it?
It will be after that. It will be after the 22nd because they'll wait for it's 10 days now till the playoff final, basically. More than that, a little bit more. So they'll want to wait until they know who's in that because Cousin Will, some Irish interest. Mm. And then they'll announce a provisional squad. So I would expect to be a couple of days after the women's because we play a few days after the women.
Okay.
Yeah.
So well, obviously, first,
we play the second.
Yeah. Well, once the international winter gets underway, and it really kind of starts, I think, when the squad is announced. We'll be all over that. We'll be back doing lives and that kind of stuff. And we will be in Dublin. We will be in Portugal as well. So we're going to move it on to the last topic we're going to talk about. And that is actually finally something nice. A politician has something nice to say about Irish football for once. Here we go. It was in Leinster House. Just get my notes up here. The League of Ireland hailed this visit. I think everyone was very happy with this, the FAI delegates at Leinster House there. As reported by the Irish Independent, Fine Gael TD Michael Ring organised a briefing session for this afternoon in which Will Clark, the league's head of academy development, and Shane Robinson, FAI assistant director of football, presented on a topic. They both explained how the League of Ireland and its players are lagging behind the European counterparts in many areas, from full-time academy staff to training minutes. Last month, Clark said that the figure of 10 million euros per year is needed to bring about a functioning academy system in Ireland, double the funding that currently exists, with the hope being that the state can make some contribution to that figure going forward. The League of Ireland have said that they were pleased with how today's presentation at Leinster House went, as Clark and Robinson presented to around 65 representatives, many of which have since come out in support of the league. Everyone in attendance was delighted with the presentation, which makes a nice change, Martin. It's nice to see, genuinely, and I say this without any form, like, I mean it from the heart. It is actually quite refreshing to see something nice said about Irish football from an official perspective in terms of politicians, that kind of thing, after the complete disaster in February in front of the Public Accounts Committee. We've said it before, we've said it here many times, we're not big League of Ireland heads, you and I, but there is potential, isn't there, in the League of Ireland? There is huge potential in the product that is the League of Ireland. It doesn't it's got a shop floor. It needs a shop floor, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's kind of being built on the back of kind of volunteers, people, the fan base as well, who are probably disillusioned with certain aspects of it and realize that to grow the game you need to kind of put a lot of kind of self-effort into it as well. But if they had the support of government and the FAI or investors, it would get bigger and bigger and it will get better and better, and I think it is a fantastic product. Like, it's interesting now, and even I know I mentioned earlier with Stephen Kenny coming back in, that should be the kind of story in a little bit to help promote the league, the former Ireland managers coming back in and not I'm sure he can take it, but like you can kind of say, well, you know, he's up. I'm sure the media will cover it, but like, you know, he's up against managers who, in all their press conferences for their League of Ireland teams, were asked, "What do you think of the senior team?" or "What do you think of this? What's your view of the FAI?" And now they're coming up against someone who was working in that environment and knows what that plan is. So it's a massive opportunity to grow that league. It's doing really, really well in spite of the lack of support. So yeah, I'm all for it. And we need to wake up ministers and stuff to understand there is interest. It's worth backing and investing in.
Yeah. I mean, obviously as we won't go too much into the PAC in February, that was the FAI's time to say, oh, by the way, you know, we are a trustworthy organization and we've moved on. We've learned the lessons from the past, et cetera, et cetera. Please give us $500 million. And then, you know, we know what happened there with Jonathan Hill. Who's now departed from the company or from the organization, thank God. And it's good to show that actually, you know what, there are good people in the FAI. And I've said from day one, there are good people in the FAI. People need to remember that. And there are people that do know what they're doing. Amongst the chaos that sometimes engulfs Abbottstown, there are people in there that know what they're doing. And they want to bring the game forward in the right direction. So it was actually really refreshing to see that. And hopefully these guys, because they hold the purse strings, the government hold the purse strings. This is not going to get off the ground without some form of governmental investment. So best, you know, hopefully now we have more of this, more good news, and then we start to see investment trickle into the League of Ireland academies, that sort of thing. I mean, it was Kosovo, wasn't it? Kosovo wasn't even a country 25 years ago. It was getting bombed or was getting massacred by Slobodan Milosevic 25 years ago or 26 years ago. And now here we are, you know, they've invested €200 million into their infrastructure, their footballing infrastructure. Now that's the sort of investment that we can only dream of. And you look at the money that Ireland has. Ireland is a very cash rich country. I know people are going to watch this and they're going to say, yeah, but you got the homeless crisis. And I get that. I totally understand that. But you still have to have something nice for the other people as well. And football is one of those things. And football can help with a lot of issues that affect Irish society in a good way, can't it? You know, more academies open, you get people off the streets, you can get people playing football, getting involved, you know, they can have a life, they can have a career in football, they can make a nice living. Then you give back to Irish football. So, no, it's wonderful to see. Sorry, I'm trying to end on a positive rant, Martin.
Sorry, Stephen Kenny, that was.
It was, wasn't it?
All right, Stephen Kenny.
Oh, yeah. He's the ghost of
social. Social.
Yeah. But anyway, listen, we're going to leave it there, Martin. It's good to be back. We are live. It's great to be back. Irish football. So, yeah, as we said, we're not going away at all. We just had a little rethink over a couple of weeks and a little break from it all. But we are back. We're going to be talking about Irish football. We're going to be talking about all things football as well. So don't you worry. You stay in the corner and you stay innocent, sweetheart, as somebody once said to me. Anyway, we will be back live. I don't know what I don't know where I was going with that. We are back live on Monday, Martin, is it? Are we back live Monday? I think the three amigos are back together. We hope.
Yep.
Monday? Yeah, I'm not sure of a time yet, but do keep an eye on our Facebook channels. That's Lansdowne Roar and Lansdowne Road. But we will be back for a bit of a season wrap-up. And then we've got then we've got Champions League, we've got FA Cup, we've got the Euros, we've got so much football on over the summer. Can't wait for it. Anywho, thank you for watching, Martin. Thank you, as always, for your participation. As always, folks, if you like what you see, love what you hear, hit that subscribe button, scan that QR code, head over to our Facebook, Instagram, and our Twitter. And if you want an opinion, go over to lansdowneroar.ie. That's lansdowneroar.ie. And if you want to send in an email, if you've got anything to say, hopefully nice things to say about what we do here. We are doing God's work, I think. It's pod@lansdowneroar.ie. That is pod@lansdowneroar.ie. If you have any comments about the show, any suggestions as well. We are Irish football's most interactive podcast. So we bloody mean it. Anywho, I'm David Dunn. He is Martin Prendergast. This is Lansdowne Roar. And we are out of here. Good night and God bless.